Disco this way.
Alles zum Thema Disco in unserem Themenschwerpunkt im März.
Hello, this is Dimitri from Paris. Bonjour, you are listening to Superfly Radio.
Ich habe mich in Paris nach knapp 20 Jahren wieder mit Dimitri Yarassimos verabredet. Als Dimitri from Paris verkörpert er das Savoir-Vivre wie kein zweiter Protagonist der DJ-Kultur in Frankreich. Sein Album Sacré Bleu aus dem Jahre 1996 ist Kult und hat sich seinerzeit 300.000 Mal verkauft. Ebenso die legendäre Compilation A Night at the Playboy Mansion. Seit frühester Jugend ist er dem Glitzern der Discos verfallen. Das englische Label BBE krönte ihn vor einigen Jahren mit einer Compilation gar zum King of Disco. Gar nicht so schlecht, wie er findet.
Well, it's not a bad thing to be the king of something. I mean, something that's good at least. But no, doesn't really annoy me. Why would it? And it is something. It's a music that I've always loved and pushed, and it's definitely the music I like the most. So being considered to be someone in that field, it's great. Yeah, I'll take it 100%.
Das Label Yellow Productions war Ende der 90er State of the Art und viele Produzenten und DJs, die in Frankreich wenig Beachtung geschenkt bekommen haben, fanden hier ihr musikalisches Zuhause.
Well, you know, back then it was very new for a lot of French DJs and producers to actually have music released and sort of successful, at least appreciated outside of our own country. First of all, in our own country, nobody was giving us any recognition. There was absolutely no market for us making music, even DJing. And we started in the mid-90s to DJ, you know, mostly in London, then a bit in Germany, some other European countries, and making music that I was actually finding interest in the British press, which was pretty much the only press talking about DJs and anything club music at the time. So it was like, wow, those guys show interest in what we're doing in France. This is amazing. It's the first time ever, and we always thought we'd never go anywhere. So it was a very exciting time, and everyone sort of knew each other because we'd meet each other in the record stores. There were only 3 or 4 record stores you could buy, you know, new stuff at the time.
Vous dansez, mademoiselle?
Disco ist Dimitris Welt, das war sie damals schon und ist es noch. Und plötzlich Gruppen wie Chic zu remixen, keine Selbstverständlichkeit.
We spoke earlier into the disco field because this was my thing. And I'm happy that, you know, pretty much 25 years later, I'm still able to do things and probably do things that I wasn't even dreaming I could be able to do back then, such as remixing things for Chic, for instance. I mean, you told me 25 years ago, one day you'll remix Chic. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. So, you know, a lot of those things are great achievements I'm very proud of. And it's also still very exciting for me to be able to remix something that's been recorded like 30, 40 years ago.
In den vergangenen Jahren wurden alte Disco-Scheiben neu herausgebracht oder als Edits veröffentlicht. Ein regelrechter Hype, der da vor allem bei einer jungen DJ-Generation entstanden ist. Das bemerkt auch er.
I do play disco to very young people today and it works. So obviously the trend has helped them and it brings, it makes things more familiar to people. You know, they used to hear like a strong drum machine kick all the time with house music and techno, and if you play a disco record and they're not used to it, the sound is different, it might be weaker to their ears. There's much more information going on because there's a lot of instruments as opposed to just a drum beat, a bass and a few synths. So there's a whole orchestra playing. So the recent trend has really helped, I think, young people to familiarize themselves with that sound. And today I have to say I can play easily sets of 100% disco records which don't have a drum machine kick behind them. They're just like, you know, it could be my mixes, it could be mixes from Joey Negro, it could be edits of original disco songs without the added beats of the house sound. So yes, it definitely made a whole generation of people appreciate that, and they even enjoy it. I mean, if I play for 2 hours disco, they look happy to me.
traîne la nuit avec tous ces brigands. Et au matin, il te manque une dent.
Sobald ein Sound in Richtung Disco geht, sobald der Funk auf die Tanzfläche treibt, ist Dimitri der Name für Remixe. Er selbst macht dabei keinen Unterschied zwischen einem kleinen Projekt oder Stars der Musikindustrie.
It doesn't have to be a big name. It has to be something that I like and something that I feel I can bring something, I can add value somehow to it.
Jahre hinter den Turntables und so kann es weitergehen mit großem Erfolg. Dimitri from Paris hat dafür ein einfaches Rezept.
I play music that is timeless, that I find is timeless to my own mind. So it could be anything as long as I feel it's still relevant the moment I play it. I mean, a lot of people are still listening to compilations I've done like 20 years ago, like the Playboy Mansion things, which is from 98 or whatever. So, you know, the music is still good for them, and I think a good piece of music will always stay good. I mean, we still listen to things from the 60s, even the 40s today, so why not?
Vielen Dank an Dimitri from Paris für das Interview. Wir sehen uns auf der nächsten Tanzfläche.
Alles zum Thema Disco in unserem Themenschwerpunkt im März.
On Radio Superfly.